We are back here on the Trevor J. Brown Show. We are joined by author Catherine Sullivan. The new book is out now. It's called Michael and the Elf, and you can get more information at foxpointpublishing.com/author-Catherine-Sullivan. Kathy, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the new book.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind Michael and the Elf?
Okay, back when I was in my teens and I was really, really doing a lot of writing, I had two nephews at that time. And one of them, as a little boy, his ears reminded me of an elf. So I basically just started writing a story of his older cousin encountering an elf in the backyard. And it just went from there. Poor Brian. I think his ears still look like an elf, but yeah, he's much older now.
His ears inspired a whole story. Does he get residuals from that or no?
No. He just occasionally gets a copy of the book.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about some of the different genres that you enjoy. I mean, do you have some favorite authors? Do you have certain genres that you prefer?
I prefer mainly science fiction and fantasy. There are a few mystery writers I really like to follow, like Donna Andrews, but I basically follow science fiction and fantasy. So when I was growing up, I loved Lord of the Rings. My dad handed me the book when I was 13 and said, "Here, I think you might enjoy this." And boy, was he right. And right then, at that point, that's when one of the reasons I started writing, because I basically read all my dad's science fiction and fantasy books. It was a rainy day. I couldn't go out and get any more. Couldn't go out and play. It's like, you know, I can do this.
With Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
What, I guess, do you have like a favorite part of the book or a favorite part of the series? I assume you're somebody that you enjoy the book so much more than the movie.
Yeah. But then when I was growing up, there was no movie. Mm-hmm. So you knew the book. Nowadays, when I look back, it's like, where are the female characters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I did like Shadowfax. I did like the elves. It's like so many parts of that book just inspired me.
If somebody wanted to get into writing, they have an idea for a book. What's the best advice somebody gave you? And would you give that same advice to somebody else? Or do you have your own set of advice that you would lend to somebody?
What I was told was read. Read a lot. Read a lot of different genres. Read a lot of different styles. And you will work out your own style as you go. And that is still good advice, because I was reading a lot of short stories. I was reading a lot of novels. And when I started writing, I was writing both short stories and novels. And I keep running into the fact that some people nowadays, oh, I can only write long stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can only write short stuff. I do flash fiction, which is only 500 words. I do short stories. I do novellas. I basically do all sorts of different lengths because that's where I started practicing. Another thing I would basically tell anybody who's starting to write, be persistent. It took me a long time to find a publisher for my book, and a different book. But in the meantime, I was writing short stories based in that universe. I was sending them out. I was getting more into short stories, and then finally found a publisher that way, who's basically one of the publishers of the short stories, going, you know, I want to write something. I want to start publishing long stuff. If you got anything, yes. So at that point, I was able to hand them the longer book and say, well, here. And it won an award when it came out. So be persistent. Keep sending things out. Keep trying different genres. Keep trying different lengths.
Was it tough to deal with rejection at all?
That was another thing I read. Do not take rejection personally. Mm-hmm. They basically might have already accepted something in that same genre. They might have already accepted something in that story type. They're not rejecting you. And I basically, well, okay, got a reject, filed it away, had another list of publishers, and went to the next publisher on the list and kept sending things out and getting them back. And after a while, I go back and rewrite it and thinking, well, maybe it's a story. But back when I was starting to send things out, there weren't so many publishers out there. And then they started closing down and only wanting agented authors. I got my break when ebooks came out because there were a lot more e-publishers out there at the time, and they were looking for stuff. So be persistent. And don't take things personally.
Catherine Sullivan is our guest here this evening. The new book is called Michael and the Elf. It is out now. And more information is available at foxpointpublishing.com/author-Catherine-Sullivan. Kathy, you grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. What was it like growing up in the suburbs of Chicago?
Well, back when I was growing up, the suburbs were still being developed. So my older brother and sister, when they moved into the house, there was a field back behind the house. When I was growing up there, there was a schoolyard, but there was a lot of places you could run around in the neighborhood. And at that time, it was basically, oh, hey, it's not a school night. You go out and play until the streetlights come on. Mm-hmm. And that led me to do a lot of imagination. We didn't have any organized games as much. Basically, it's like, okay, I'm in the backyard, and all sorts of different little fantasy worlds or science fiction planets. We just made up our own stories that way.
Yeah, it's interesting how things have changed, because when I grew up, I was that way too. And my brother's only 5 years younger than me, and we're in the same, you know, we're both millennials, but I feel even in those 5 years, there's such a big span of how we grew up, just technology and things. And I relate more to going outside and playing and streetlights coming on and making up an imaginary world and things like that. You mentioned on the Fox Publishing website, it mentions that when you came to Minnesota, you had a day job as a university librarian. As somebody that eventually started writing and somebody that loves to read, I'm sure that was just a job that was a match made in heaven for you.
Yeah, because I could do a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And not only was I helping other faculty members and other students, I would usually come across, they've got this whole article about the Greeks were discovering skeletons of dinosaurs and putting them together differently. And that's why they've got all these strange little creatures in their mythology. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. All these little facts that I could then base a story on. So being a university librarian was something. But I started writing before I knew I wanted to be a librarian.
Okay.
The weird thing is, I was writing and decided, okay, you know, I could be a librarian because that way I can guarantee at least one library would have my books.
That's the way to do it, right? Like, yeah, hey, mm-hmm. Someone's going to get my books. It's going to be this one, if anything.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You have a ton of different events coming up here in the new year. You got events in Boston, Chicago, L.A. Obviously, you're from the Chicago area. Do you have a favorite place to visit? Do you enjoy going back home? Do you like the East Coast, the West Coast? What do you prefer?
Well, most of my family moved out of Chicago lately, so I don't really stop by. I normally used to go to I'm a Doctor Who fan, so every Thanksgiving there was always a Doctor Who convention. There still is, but my sister's no longer there, so I don't go there as much. But there's some really good science fiction and fantasy conventions up in the Twin Cities. So there's MarsCon and then Council Room, which is, again, another Doctor Who convention. Doctor Who fan here. So I like going to Doctor Who conventions a lot. The one in L.A. is Gallifrey, which is, they're going to have Jodie Whittaker, the latest Doctor, there. It's like, yes. So I there are some conventions I would love to go to because of their locale, like Worldcon was in Dublin mm-hmm. in 2019, and I was able to reach out to my roots, actually found a long-lost cousin that I could visit with her before the convention. But most of the time, it's the convention that draws me there. So like Doctor Who convention or MiniCon, which is going to be around Easter weekend. And they're going to have Martha Wells, who wrote the Murderbot Diaries. She's going to be there, and I'm looking forward to that. But it's not really the location as much as it is a convention.
In terms of writing, you mentioned your inspiration behind Michael and the Elf. Are there other things that inspire your stories, inspire you to write? And do you write daily? Do you try to put a little time aside each day to write something?
When I was working my day job, I basically structured my time so that first thing in the morning, I'd get up really early and write and then go to the day job and then wait until my bird fell asleep and then write, because it's a little distracting when you've got somebody who wants your attention. In her case, she screams a lot. So, but nowadays, because I'm retired now, it's like, okay, I need to work. I'll just move back upstairs to the writing room and write a little bit more. It just depends. Because I can have the laptop near the bird room, but unfortunately, she's rather distracting. She seems to know exactly when I'm starting to really get into a paragraph, and then she starts throwing all the food out of her food dish. She's like, seriously, bird?
Troublemaker.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to mention to our listeners, so it does mention on Kathy's bio page that she owns a large cockatoo. So that was going to be one of my questions here. Mm-hmm. What's the bird's name, and does she help you in your process at all, or is she more just a pain?
Major nuisance. Her name's Bela. Her previous owners named her after Bela Bartov, and then they found out she laid an egg. She knew her name by the time I adopted her, so I just basically changed the spelling, so it's Bayla.
Okay.
Instead of the Bela Bartov spelling, which is Bla, and I didn't want to get confused with the Italian Bela, so it's like Bela. Yeah. She's, in case you're wondering, she's 35, and cockatoos live to be about 80, so I've got a friend for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
As far as writing goes, yeah, she's a distraction, but she also helps me write aliens. I love watching bird camps. I watch the eagle nest cams every year. Mm-hmm. And so I like to write about griffins. I like to write about bird aliens. And having this life form that thinks differently than I do is kind of interesting, because you know she's smart, because she can talk. She knows how, she knows exactly when I'm busy. She's not a dumb creature. So it's just another alien life form. It's like forcing yourself to think outside of humans in your stories.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other pets along with the cockatoo, or no?
No, I'm a bird person.
Okay.
And I've had other birds with Bela, but we're now down to just her, and she's quite happy being an only bird.
All the attention goes there. Well, I have two grown cats, Macy and Shoshana, and that they always Aww. Want to make sure that I ask about any pets, so they say hello to Bela, and they want us. They're my editors here, so they always make sure that I'm staying on track with everything.
Your
so,
supervisors,
yeah, they're the boss. So, but Kathy, congratulations on the book, and we appreciate your time, and best of luck and best wishes into 2023.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
Kathy Sullivan, our guest. Again, the new book is called Michael and the Elf. You can get more information at foxpointpublishing.com/author-Catherine-Sullivan.